Rebel Stakes weekend. And Big Baby, my computer's acting up, so maybe you can pull Jeff up for me. But
okay, he's on.
Okay, Monty, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Wally, what's going on?
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Good, brother. Good.
Well, Rebel Stakes weekend, and obviously the SEC fans have their eyes here, but anybody who is a racing fan is going to be paying close attention to Oaklawn this weekend, and that isn't just for Arkansas racing fans, but fans from around the country.
Yes, I think arguably it's the strongest three-year-old prep we've had thus far anywhere, coast to coast, and kind of tribute to the three-year-old program that Oaklawn's developed in recent years, dating back to Smarty Jones and Curlin and the whole cast. Just a terrific cast of characters we got assembled for the Rebel. Entries were drawn yesterday, 11, and a very, very competitive field. Couple from the always powerful Todd Fletcher Barn in Florida. He brings in a couple. Baffert's going to bring in a couple from the West Coast that we talked about, and a couple of the locals, I think, that maybe stand an outside chance to at least make a little bit of noise. So it should be quite a day.
All right, well, let's get into it for today. I don't have the information in front of me here because I'm on the road, but Big Baby will keep track and we'll put the picks out. But let us know what's happening down there for this Thursday.
It's a good way. The weather's absolutely perfect. I don't know what things are up there in Nashville, but we're expecting low 70s today, which is just great Oaklawn weather. We'll start things off this week with a Arkansas bred, appropriately enough, since this is the day they try to make some noise in the SEC tourniquet. I'll go with number 7, Pam's Luke, in the opener. Not much pace to work with in here for this colt, and I think he just controls things from start to finish. He had just, I thought, a very gallant effort here on February the 21st, one of those absolute dead rail days where speed was getting knocked down right and left. He managed to salvage a second out of that front-running effort, and I think he takes it one better today. Number 7, Pam's Luke, at L-U-C, in the opener. The second race went with number 3, Grand Composer. No surprise here. He beat everybody in this field in their last meeting except one. Import from the fairgrounds. That's the outside horse to ban. But I think Grand Composer is going to take an awful lot of beat in this spot. Chris Richard claimed this animal 2 starts back. Got a win at him immediately, and I think he catches a very similar spot back. That's number 3, Grand Composer. In the second half of the early doubles, those numbers 7 and 3, we move on to the featured 8th race on the afternoon. And it's a good one. Some allowance animals assembled here. And I went to, I think, a very squarely priced individual. Number 8 here, looking for a change, a little softer condition for Luke, looking for a change than his last start. Alex Berger, well acquainted with this horse, got him home for a 5th place performance last time out. 3rd start off the layoff, I think that indicates a peak for number 8, looking for a change. Our buzz, a long shot, comes back in the 6th of the afternoon, a trouble horse, number 2, Emerald Creek, 8-1 in the morning line, catches her softest spot ever. Hopefully she'll have a clean trip under, unlike her last 2 when she had traffic troubles, both in her debut February 1st and the 17th. Number 2, Emerald Creek, in the 6th, our buzz, a long shot, play of the day.
All right, Money, I appreciate it. Look forward to visiting with you tomorrow, and maybe it'll be from Nashville. Then again, maybe it won't.
Maybe not.
We're all going to find out
okay,
together.
Guys. Enjoy. Have a good weekend, guys.
All right, I appreciate it, man. Thank you. And as always, Money's picks are brought to you by Arkansas Car Stereo.